Welcome to the Wholehearted Harmony Educational Library. This article focuses on why foundations matter. There is a common misconception that herbs will work to their full potential regardless of the conditions they are being used with. Many people purchase herbal blends, teas, supplements, and other wellness products with the expectation that if the herb is good for a particular concern, meaningful results should naturally follow. When those results don't happen, the herbs are often blamed. But what if the herb isn't the problem? What if the body receiving the herb is struggling to fully utilize the support being provided? This is one of the biggest conversations missing from many modern herbal wellness. Many herbal companies focus heavily on what an herb does. Far fewer talk about the biological conditions required for that herb to work effectively. In reality, herbs do not work independently of the body. They work through the body. That distinction matters. A person may purchase the highest quality herbal tea available while continuing to consume a highly processed diet. A horse may receive a carefully formulated herbal blend while living on a foundation that continues to create digestive, metabolic, or inflammatory challenges. A dog or cat may receive daily herbal support while consuming a diet that does not align with its biological needs. Yet, when the desired results fail to appear, the herbs are often considered ineffective. The reality may be much more complex. Over the years, one of the most consistent patterns I have observed is that the body's foundation significantly influences how effectively herbal support can be utilized. Digestion, absorption, the microbiome, nutrient status, cellular communication, stress, the nervous system all matter. The body's ability to regulate, adapt, and respond matters. Herbs do not bypass these systems. They work through them. This means the condition of those systems can directly influence the outcome. The goal of this article is not to discourage the use of herbs. Quite the opposite. It is to explain why herbs often work best when they are combined with a foundation that supports the body's natural ability to receive, interpret, and respond to the information they provide. Because in my years of experience, the difference is not always the herb. Often, the difference is the body receiving it. And that's why the foundation determines the response. Herbs work through biology. One of the most common misconceptions about herbs is that they somehow work separately from the body. They do not. Herbs do not force change. They interact with the body's existing systems. Every herbal blend, tea, tincture, capsule, or whole herb must be digested, absorbed, transported, processed, interpreted, and utilized by the body itself. This means the body's condition matters. A body that is well nourished, digesting efficiently, regulating stress appropriately, and functioning with adequate resources may respond very differently than a body that is depleted, inflamed, dysregulated, or overwhelmed. The herb may be identical. The biology is not. And that difference matters. digestion influences herbal outcomes. Before herbs can support the body, they must first enter the body. That process begins with digestion. Digestion is responsible for breaking down food, extracting nutrients, processing plant compounds, supporting immune communication, maintaining the gut barrier, and providing the body with the resources it needs to function. If digestion is compromised, everything that follows may be affected. Nutrients may not be extracted efficiently. Plant compounds may not be fully utilized. The body may be receiving support without being able to access all of that support. This does not mean that the herb failed. It means the digestive system may not have been functioning optimally. Absorption is not guaranteed. Consuming something does not automatically mean the body receives it. For nutrients and herbal compounds to be useful, they must first be absorbed. Absorption depends on many factors, including digestive health, gut integrity, microbial balance, enzyme activity, bile production, circulation, hydration, inflammation levels, and overall metabolic function. A person or animal can consume excellent nutrition and still remain functionally depleted if absorption is compromised. Likewise, an herbal blend may contain beneficial compounds, yet those compounds cannot exert their full influence if the body struggles to absorb and utilize them. What matters is not only what enters the body. What matters is what the body can actually use. The microbiome influences the response. Within the digestive system lives a vast ecosystem of microorganisms known as the microbiome. The microbiome influences digestion, immune regulation, inflammatory balance, nutrient production, metabolic function, gut barrier integrity, neurotransmitter production, and countless other biological processes. Many plant compounds interact directly with the microbiome. Some are modified by microbes before they can fully be utilized. Others influence the microbial environment itself. When microbial balance is disrupted through poor diet, chronic stress, medications, environmental influences, or long-term imbalance, the body's response to both nutrition and herbs may change. The question is not simply, what herb am I using? The question may also be, what biological environment is that herb entering? The body still needs building material herbs that can support biological function. They cannot replace the body's need for raw materials. Every system in the body relies on nutrients to operate. The immune system requires nutrients. The nervous system requires nutrients. The liver requires nutrients. Hormones, connective tissues, muscles, bones, skin, hooves, coat, enzymes, neurotransmitters, and cellular repair processes all depend upon adequate nutritional resources. An herb may help support a biological process, but the body still needs the resources required to carry out that process. Trying to support function without adequate nutritional resources is similar to having a blueprint without building materials. The instructions may exist, the materials needed to complete the work may not. The body must hear the message. Every moment of the day, billions of cells communicate with one another. Hormones, immune cells, neurotransmitters, tissues, and organs all communicate. The body is constantly exchanging information. Many herbs work by influencing these communication pathways. Rather than forcing change, they often support the body's own regulatory processes. But communication requires a receptive environment. Chronic inflammation, nutrient deficiencies, oxidative stress, microbiome disruption, metabolic dysfunction, and nervous system dysregulation can all interfere with the body's ability to receive and respond to information. The herb may be providing support. The body must still be capable of responding to that support. Why two individuals can experience different results? One of the most common misconceptions in wellness is the belief that every individual should respond the same way to the same intervention. In reality, no two individuals share the same exact biological environment. They may have a different diet, different digestive function, different microbiomes, different stress levels, different inflammatory burdens, different nutrient status, environmental exposures, and different histories and different levels of resilience. The same herb entering two different biological environments may produce two very different responses. This does not necessarily mean the herb worked for one and failed for the other. It may simply mean the foundations were different. One of the most important things I have learned throughout years in my practice is that herbs work best when the foundation supporting health are also being addressed, because that is truly the way the body works in order for herbs to work. This is where my recommendations often extend beyond herbal support. Nutrition, digestion, microbiome, stress, movement, environment all matter. These are not separate from herbal wellness. They influence herbal wellness. This is also why sometimes I tell people something that may seem unusual coming from an herbalist. If you are unwilling to address the foundation, I might not be the right herbalist for you. Not because I do not believe in the herbs. Quite the opposite, in fact. It is because I respect them. Herbs are powerful tools, but they are not designed to compensate indefinitely for daily influences that continue to work against the body's ability to function. The goal is not to sell products. The goal has always been to help support the conditions that allow the body to function the way it was designed to. The foundation determines the response. When herbs appear to fall short of expectations, the question is not always whether the herbs were effective. Sometimes the better question is whether the body was in a position to fully receive and respond to the support being provided. Herbs work through biology, and biology is influenced by countless factors. This is why foundation matters. Not because herbs are weak, but because herbs work with the body, not independently of it. The goal is not simply to ask, what herb should I take? The deeper question is, what conditions would allow this body to function more effectively? Because the foundation determines the response.